And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Responding to earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, the United States has mobilized search and rescue teams to support relief efforts as humanitarian workers face challenges. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
The government has set up temporary shelters for those who have been displaced.
The inside of the tents is good. That's 1,000 times better than outside.
Syrian refugees in Turkey and those who have been displaced in northwest Syria are among the most vulnerable. Humanitarian workers say it could take weeks for the emergency in Turkey and Syria to move to the recovery phase. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Syria on Wednesday made an official plea to the European Union for help after the deadly earthquake. The bloc's commissioner for crisis management said the European Commission is encouraging EU member countries to respond to Syria's request for medical supplies and food, the commissioner said. In his State of the Union address, U.S. President Joe Biden appealed to Republicans to work with him, but managed to run into partisan conflict. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The president offered a reassuring assessment of the nation's condition.
Our democracy remains unbowed and unbroken.
There was some heckling from the Republican side, such as when he said,
"Some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority."
Republicans jumped to their feet to object.
I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks.
But elsewhere in his remarks, Biden pointed to bipartisan progress on issues like infrastructure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in London Wednesday on his first trip to the UK since Russia's invasion began nearly 1 year ago. This is the Ukrainian leader's only second confirmed journey outside Ukraine during the war.
Do you want British fighter jets next, sir?
He is at Downing Street meeting with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at this hour. In addition, the British government says he will address Parliament and meet with UK military chiefs. The visit comes as Sunak announced that Britain will train Ukrainian pilots on NATO standard fighter jets. U.S. media have reported in recent months that Iranian drones used by Russia to attack Ukraine contain Western-made components. VOA's Syed Aziz Rahman asked the U.S. National Security Council's John Kirby what the U.S. is doing to stop Iran from obtaining those parts.
There is a deepening, burgeoning defense relationship between Iran and Russia. Clearly, that relationship is not good for the Ukrainian people as Iran continues to provide drones that are killing innocent Ukrainian people and hitting civilian targets, and the regime in Tehran is responsible for that. But it goes the other way. The other thing we're concerned about is Russia providing military capabilities to Iran, because that will only further destabilize the Middle East.
Earlier, Kirby said the U.S. has put many export controls to limit nations like Iran from getting their hands on U.S. technology. In his first comments since January's blockbuster jobs report, U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell Tuesday admitted that he was surprised by the strength of the labor market and explained why the battle against inflation will take quite a bit of time. Reuters' Tamara Lindstrom reports.
Powell on Tuesday said it showed why the battle against inflation will take more time.
It's not going to be, we don't think, smooth. It's probably going to be bumpy. And so we think that we're going to need to do further rate increases, as we said, and we think that we'll need to hold policy at a restrictive level for a period of time.
In a talk at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C., Powell declined to say whether the surprising addition of 517,000 new jobs in January would force the Fed's benchmark interest rate higher.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un lauded the irresistible might of his nuclear-armed military as he visited troops with his daughter to mark the 75th founding anniversary of his army, state media said Wednesday. The visit came amid indications North Korea is preparing to stage a massive military parade in the capital Pyongyang, where it could showcase the latest hardware of a growing nuclear weapons program. Diane Roberts, VOA News.